Pete Seeger, the youngest son of two musicians and professors, learned about folk music from his father, then working in the folklore programs of the New Deal. Through him, Pete had fallen in love with the five-string banjo and marched in May Day parades as a teenager. But times were changing and war was in the air.
Goodbye, goodbye, little darling. I know that it won't be long until I belong to my Uncle Sam. I can feel the drought coming on. They say that all soldiers are happy. They say they have lots of fun. I wish to God that I was 55 instead of just 21.
Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain of England announcing the Munich Pact.
I shall not give up the hope of a peaceful solution or abandon my efforts for peace as long as any chance for peace remains.
Seeger's first recording group, the Almanac Singers, had taken folk songs and added anti-war and pro-labor verses in 1941, back when joining a union meant more than keeping your job. The Almanacs weren't the only ones singing peace songs before Pearl Harbor. Here's a topical song by Wingy Minone.
Man, stop that war! Them cats are killing themselves! Put away the guns! Put the bombs on the shelf! Stop this war! The cats are killing themselves! Boy, they're shooting them up, and they're shooting them live. They even got wigs and shooting them fire.
Now, here we are in St. Louis, Missouri. Here is Ben E. Ladd, 52 years old, married, father of three grown children, a filling station owner. Mr. Ladd, do you think that you personally would be better off or worse off if we go to war?
Well, I've had a pretty tough time the last couple of years. The way I figure is that a good deal of the mess we've been in for the past 10 years can be blamed on the last war.
The America First Committee has brought you the opinions of
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Let no man or woman, thoughtlessly or falsely, talk of America sending its armies to European fields. We seek to keep war from our own firesides by keeping war from coming to the Americas.
And so the President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, concludes his address from the White House in Washington, D.C.
The following official communique has been issued from 10 Downing Street.
This country is at war with Germany.
Just to bring you up to date on the news of Europe, if you are just turning on your radios, Great Britain is now at war with Germany. Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain announced this fact in a broadcast.
Franklin D., listen to me, you ain't gonna send me cross the sea, cross the sea, cross the sea, you ain't gonna send me cross the sea.